You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. All right, we are live. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast show where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Welcome back. It is great to be here. It is a great day. I think it's Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. Sometimes I lose track of what day it is because I'm a busy person and my days all run together. But today, we're going to talk about something really important. The topic today is 9 steps for how to build sustainable wealth. Now, before I jump into this, I just want to give you an invitation, okay? As those listening, you've probably heard in past episodes, I've talked about the fact that I have a mastermind tribe, a private community. Okay. Now, this is an example of a mastermind that I'm doing in my private community. These events are made accessible in my community to people who want to participate in them, to people who want to join in on discussion, who want to jump into these chats with me. We are a small group right now. We're small but mighty. But here's the thing. And I really want to take this back to the basics. And I want to just let you know what my mission is and what my goal is with all of this. Like, why do I blog? Why do I have a podcast? Why do I have a YouTube channel? I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to create a community of ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leaders with amazing dating lives and relationships. That is my mission in life. And the reason why I'm trying to help other people do this is very simple. This is the mission I'm on in life. I'm on a mission to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader who has an amazing dating life and an amazing tribe. Tribe, family, circle, and community. Okay. This is what I care about. This is very close to my heart. This is what it's all about for me. Okay. This has been my journey for the past, well, it really started six years ago. I really got serious about it, more serious about it, like 2.5 years ago. And really for the last year, I've been very serious about it, and it's an ongoing thing, and I'm getting closer and closer to my goal. This morning, I weighed in at 206.8 pounds. Okay, if you've been following my weight loss journey as I've been documenting it, I started at 257, now I'm down to 206.8, 6.8 pounds more to go before I reach that 200-pound goal, and then I'm going to start bulking. I'm going to start building the muscle. See, I got the dating part down. Dating life, awesome. No worries there. Relationship part, I had to learn some hard lessons about how to be a good leader, how to have healthy relationships. Got it taken care of. The ripped part, working on that. Got to get ripped. You know, we're getting there. not quite ripped yet. Still got a little extra on the gut, an extra 6.8 pounds worth or so. Got to get rid of it. And then we're going to start getting ripped. Okay. We're working on it. I started at 257 down to 206.8. I'm not an expert at this. I've never yet been a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing daily life and amazing tribe. I've never yet done all those things. I am working on them one at a time, and I'm documenting the journey, and I'm helping others, inviting others to come along with me on this journey. I'm getting ripped now. Then we're going to be ripped, have amazing dating life, amazing relationships, attractive. That's going to really help with the attraction part. But guess what? The millionaire part is what's up next. And that's what we're talking about in tonight's masterclass. And the once again, like, and I've got to go back to this topic, 9 steps for how to build sustainable wealth. You have to understand, I have not yet achieved that millionaire status, but I have a plan, and every day I'm executing on that plan. So I'm an enthusiast. I am invested in this, highly invested, and I will achieve it. I have a plan and a timeline. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and it's a matter of just sticking with the plan, okay? And this is, I'm inviting you along on this journey with me, right? I don't want you to think of these masterclasses and these episodes as me trying to tell you, oh yeah, this worked. I have already done all this. This is an expert opinion. That's not really the vibe. I want to be an expert one day. You could maybe say that I'm an expert at the dating part to a certain degree because I have achieved that in my life, right? But there's a lot that I am still engaged in on this process, okay? So I want you to think of me once again as an enthusiast. And if you follow Gary Vaynerchuk, you know exactly what I'm talking about because he talks about this a lot. Not being an expert, being an enthusiast who's executing every day and then documenting the journey, that's what I'm doing. And I'm building this to try to help people walk this journey with me. And when I come out on the other side of it and I have achieved all of these things, I'll have all the stuff lined up. I'll have the blog posts and the YouTube videos and the podcasts. And then I'm going to, you know, write books and stuff and just further the cause of helping other people to walk where I've walked. But I'm on the journey right now and we're doing it one day at a time. And I just want to invite you to join on this journey with me, okay? Is this the kind of destiny you want for yourself? Do you want to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and amazing relationships, an amazing tribe? Do you want that for yourself? Is that the destiny that you desire? If so, then you're in the right place because that's exactly the business we're in every single day here on this channel, on this platform. Every single day, I'm publishing content, and I myself am living the journey of creating this in my own life, okay? So it is what it is, and this is the journey. And to extend that just a little bit more, I also want to invite you to join my private community. Right now, I have made it so that it's very affordable to join. It's very affordable. In fact, you will probably hardly even notice that the money's being spent. That's how affordable it is. And you can go down in the description, you find a link to my mastermind tribe and go sign up. Listen, if you want to get in on these masterminds, come in here and join me in these discussions. That'd be awesome. I'd love it. If you want to get in the community, I drop all my content in there. We talk, we message, we have hangouts. That's awesome. I would love you to get involved. But even if you just want to support the mission, if you just want to support what I'm doing, join and just let it sit and then sign in when you want to, because it really isn't that expensive. I've made it as cheap as I possibly could, honestly, because I'm going to do this my way and I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And I'm going to document this process in the best way that I know how. And I just want to invite people along on the journey with me. That's all there's to it. It's not fancy. Not a bunch of fancy nonsense. It's not a bunch of elaborate stuff, right? It's just come on this journey with me, pitch in, pitch in to help pay the bills. That's really where it's at. And that's really what it is. And I want to invite you to do that. So if you're at all interested, consider joining us
We are few, but we are mighty, and we are on the path. Me and everyone else in the tribe, who I'm incredibly proud of, who really are doing an amazing job in their own right of achieving this exact mandate, men and women. This isn't just for men either. A lot of people talk about the alpha male. Yes, I want to be an alpha male, but there is such a thing as an alpha female too. And you have a place in this journey just as much as any man does. And you should be on this journey, to be really honest. Women need to be engaged in this as well for many reasons. So there we go. There's the pitch. And I hope that you'll consider joining us. And now let's move on to this topic. 9 steps for how to build sustainable wealth as an alpha. Okay. Now, I'm just going to basically go through this blog post. I'm going to link to this blog post in the description. You can go read it for yourself, and you can follow along here because I'm going to probably talk about some things that are not in the blog just to add an extra take when I'm talking through it. There'll probably be some extra stuff I want to say. So yeah, we're just going to go through it, and we're going to chop it up. So here we go. Over the course of the past 2 years, I've done a lot of work in an attempt to understand how to build sustainable wealth in my life, so that I can achieve financial freedom as an alpha mentality man. I'm not necessarily an expert at this yet. In the words of Gary Vaynerchuk, I'm more of an enthusiast who executes on this journey on a daily basis. My goal and mission in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. With that being said, I've been hard at work on this business of building wealth, getting money, and setting myself up for financial freedom. I've learned many times over that when you rely on someone else, especially one other entity like a boss, a job, or even one freelance project client for your income, you put yourself at an incredibly vulnerable and dangerous position. You put yourself into a position of scarcity. So in this blog post, I'm going to give you the real shit about building alpha mentality wealth. I'm going to tell you how I'm building sustainable wealth in my own life as a wealth building enthusiast and how I'm setting myself up for not only getting real money in the future, but also reaching that millionaire status within the next 5 years using a 9-step plan that I've put together by studying incredibly successful men and women who've already walked that path and accomplished those goals. Okay. Keep in mind, I'm still a man on the journey. I can't rightfully claim that I've completed all of these steps. However, at this point in my life, I'm actively working on step number 8. So when we get to step number 8, you can, you know, that's where I'm at. And in fact, I'm already part of the way done with that part of the process, which means that I already have assets in motion that are earning me cash every single month. For me, it's just a process of continuing to build these assets to get me to a point where I tip over that 6-figure mark and then snowball to become a legitimate millionaire. So that's where I am on the journey. And thus far, this format that I'm about to share with you for how to build sustainable wealth has proven to be incredibly promising and successful. And I 100% believe that this is one of the most legitimate methods for building alpha mentality wealth. Okay. This is, I believe in this. You can take this to the bank as far as I'm concerned. This is what I am taking to the bank. This is what I'm banking on. This is what I believe in. So let's jump into it. 9 steps for how to build sustainable wealth. Starting with step number 1, manage your spending and live affordably. This is the very baseline step, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people miss this step. They don't treat their current financial resources with responsibility, and they don't manage their spending. When it comes to fitness, they always say that you can't outwork a bad diet. Well, the same is true when it comes to money. You can't out-earn bad spending habits. So even if you don't have that much money coming in, or if you do have a lot of money coming in, doesn't matter. It's incredibly important to tighten up your grip on your finances and start making every dollar count. Making a detailed budget and sticking to it religiously is essential. This discipline will also help you to learn the skills you'll need to develop to actually succeed in a bigger way with your money once you start getting real money. So these are habits that'll help you in the long term. So cut the flashy shit. No buying fancy cars, trying to live in fancy houses, performing expensive renovations on your living space, or taking vacations when you don't have the money to do it. If you're not waking up in the morning with assets in motion that are earning you real money while you sleep, then step number 1 on your financial alpha journey is to get yourself to that point as fast as possible. Now, with that being said, I'm talking a lot about the alpha mentality here. If you are not familiar with this, if you're new to the channel and you don't know what I'm talking about when I talk about the alpha mentality, I have a free ebook, which you can download in the description. Click down below. find the link for the free ebook. It's called An Introduction to the Alpha Mentality, The Evolutionary Key to Succeeding at Dating, Relationships, Business, Fitness, and Everything Else That Matters. It'll explain everything you need to know to get a basic understanding of the alpha mentality, the alpha journey, and what all that means. So go download that if you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. What if you have a bunch of debt? This is a good question. When I started this process, I didn't have a bunch of crazy debt already in place. I didn't have any student loans or anything like that. Having a bunch of crazy debt changes the game a little bit. Personally, I'm a big fan of Dave Ramsey's program for getting out of debt, becoming financially free. I watch a lot of Dave Ramsey on YouTube, and I think he's very brilliant, and he's got a proven method for getting out of debt. So if you're starting off with a bunch of crazy debt and you need to get out of it, I'd recommend watching some of Dave Ramsey's content on YouTube to help you get a better grip on how to actually get rid of the debt and begin the process of being debt-free. Then you can jump into this process of building wealth. Personally, that's what I think is probably the best approach. But I don't really know because I didn't start out with a bunch of crazy debt. So I had a little bit of an easier path there than some people do. Okay, step number two, get a job. If you don't already have a job, it's time to get one today. Getting a job is relatively easy in the modern economic landscape, especially in the Western world. No, most unskilled jobs don't pay very much. However, having a little bit of money coming in is always better than having zero money coming in. You need something to work with. At the very least, you need enough money to pay your bills while you grind and hustle for something better, okay? So get your resume in order and get yourself a job. Step three, build up some savings and start minding your business. Whenever you start to get money coming in, don't spend it on stupid shit. Instead, start trying to build yourself up a little bit of savings and a safety net, and then start to really throw yourself into steps four and five, which we're going to talk about in a moment. While you're doing this, mind your business by meeting your financial responsibilities. Instead of eating out, going to theme parks, and spending a bunch of money on fun stuff, spend your money paying your bills and managing the expenses you already have. It's crucial to live responsibly during these early stages of the wealth building process. You can buy fun stuff later after you've got assets earning you money while you sleep. For now, you need to make every dollar count as you race toward the finish line of financial freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be very honest with you. I live a very boring life. I stay at home all the time. When I go out, I don't really eat out at anywhere fancy. I very rarely travel. If I do, I do it extremely affordably, like cheap. I don't really spend any extra money on hardly anything. And the reason why is exactly because of this, because I know that every dollar I waste on something frivolous is a dollar I'm just gonna have to work and make back to pay my bills. But that's wasted time and energy that I could be spending working on my assets. Okay. The whole goal is to get to those assets as fast as possible. So keep that in mind. Okay. Step number four, start your wealth building process where you are. A lot of people rule out the idea of building a business or creating assets for themselves because they don't have any startup capital. For example, I once talked to a guy who basically said this: my dream is to start a 5-star restaurant, but I can't get a loan for that much money and I don't have that much capital to spend, so it's really impossible for me to build a business. This is total bullshit. The truth of the matter is that you can always start where you are and work your way up from the bottom. This is one of the amazing things about living in a mostly capitalist society, which is what we live in. It's mostly capitalist. For me, when I started my own business journey, I had zero startup capital. So I actually got my start with a cheap WordPress blog, which cost me about $10 a month in web hosting to start up, and a $20 domain. It costs $20 a year to buy a domain, joshthesagivus.com. That's the blog that you are reading. If you click down below and you visit my blog or you download my free ebook or anything, that's my website. Okay. Then I just started publishing blog posts. Sure, this takes a lot of time and it's a lot of work, but it helps me to get started in the game with very little capital. And eventually you can build up your blog to be a sustainable business asset as long as you stick with it and you keep working on optimizing and publishing content. Okay. And guess what? If you don't have $10 a month to spend on expenses for a blog, you can use Anchor FM to set up a podcast, or you can start a YouTube channel for free. It literally doesn't cost you anything. If you do research on YouTube about how to monetize a podcast or YouTube channel, you'll find more than enough information on how to build a sustainable business using nothing but the phone in your pocket. I've literally recorded hundreds of podcast episodes using only my phone. Hundreds. Look at the number, the episode number on this. This is episode number, I think, 421. Is that what this is? I think this is episode 421. I've recorded hundreds of podcast episodes and at least half of those have been on my phone, okay? There's just no excuse to not start building something. If you can swipe on social media, you can build a business, okay? There's just no excuse. A lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want to put in the work. In today's technological age, there's more opportunity than there's ever been. So start where you are. Figure this shit out so you can start building a business and create assets for yourself, okay? Step number five, start developing one or more high income skills. In this day and age, you really need a high income skill to help set yourself up for a better run toward financial freedom. Trust me, you set yourself up to make a lot more progress when you can earn $50 an hour as opposed to $10 an hour or $100 an hour as opposed to $20 an hour, okay? Very early in life, I gained some experience as a carpenter, and this helped me to get jobs that were pretty decent right out of high school. However, over time, I developed freelance writing, content writing, and copywriting as high-income skills that I could leverage to earn even more. I learned how to do this using only free content online, mostly on YouTube. So I taught myself, right? I ended up earning about twice as much writing as I would have made being a construction worker. Plus, I was able to do it from anywhere using just my laptop and a Wi-Fi connection. With that being said, the world is full of opportunities to learn high-income skills. Plus, with YouTube and the podcast world at your disposal to help you learn new skills, you can literally give yourself an entire education by just watching 20 to 25 hours of YouTube videos, listening to podcasts, or by reading a bunch of blog posts. Personally, I feel like the value on YouTube is worth more bang for your buck when you're learning high-value skills, so I would start there. For example, if you want to learn how to be a professional copywriter, just type how to make money as a copywriter into YouTube and watch the first 30 videos that pop up. You'll be amazed at how much knowledge you'll gain from this time investment. If you're not sure what high-income skill you should learn, then type what are the best high-income skills to learn from home into your internet browser, pick one out, do some research to double check that it's in demand, and then start learning it. Don't be picky. Beggars can't be choosers. Pick something that you think you'd be good at and try it. You can always pivot later. But if you don't build a high-income skill or a high-value skill, you're going to really start to cripple yourself by keeping your earning potential at a lower point, okay? Specializing in a field can also increase your income. Another thing to talk about in the same category is specializing in your chosen area or field. For example, as a freelance writer, I can command a much higher rate per hour for my work than I would be able to command if I were doing some kind of unskilled labor. So the skilled high-value type skills are just going to pay more than unskilled labor, okay? However, once I specialized in the dating and relationships niche in my writing career, that's when I started making a more premium level income for my writing skills. When I started specializing in dating and relationships, and I also specialize in health and wellness, it meant that I was narrowing the focus of my work, getting really good at those topics, learning to create higher than average value when writing about those topics in particular, and then commanding a higher rate for the work I was doing in those niches. When you specialize and niche down to become a master at one specific thing, this can really help you to increase your income, especially if you choose to master a niche that there's at least a relatively high demand for, okay? It's all about being specialized and having skills and or knowledge that's valuable to other people, that other people want, need, and are willing to pay for. Now, here's a question that I get sometimes. What about college? Okay. I didn't go to college, so I can't necessarily speak on this. Okay. There are some professions that you need to go to college for. If you want to be in the medical field, you got to go to college. If you want to be a teacher, you got to go to college. Okay. But I don't believe that you have to go to college to become financially free. That's for sure. Also, college loans can be a real bitch to get rid of. And sometimes they do more harm than good. Okay. It's just all about what you want to do with your life and making an actual actionable plan that you can deploy and succeed with. And that's really the point, is being intentional and making an actionable plan. That's really the most important thing. You've got to have some kind of an idea. If you just, you know, if you just go to college willy-nilly and rack up a bunch of student loan debt, you can set yourself up for some difficulty later on. Okay. Okay. Step number six, start making a plan for building assets. My definition of the word asset is simply this: a business or investment that you set up to earn you money while you sleep. See, as long as you're stuck in the working by the hour model for income, your income is always going to be capped and you're never going to be able to scale effectively. And this could really keep you from consistently earning six figures, and it could definitely keep you from being able to reach that millionaire status, okay? So start today by making a plan to create some assets for yourself. For example, you could start a blog, podcast, or YouTube channel and eventually monetize it. You could invest in the stock market to make a return on your investment. You could build a business and hire other people to run that business for you. You could buy an investment property and rent it out for extra income. You could write and publish ebooks on Amazon and turn those ebooks into audiobooks and then sell them on Audible. These are all basic ideas for how you could start building assets for yourself today. Another one I didn't put in the blog post that's fun is like vending machines. You could buy vending machines that'll, you know, sell soda or candy or whatever. You put them in places, people put in the money, and then you check them and you refill them. That's an asset, okay? Here's the thing though. You must build assets if you want to build true, consistent, long-term, alpha mentality, millionaire level wealth. If you don't have assets in motion, the next best thing to do is to make a plan for how you're going to build your first asset and then just get to work on it. And that's really the baseline. That's really where it starts, okay? You've got to start somewhere. If you don't have an asset in motion, the first thing is to make a plan to start with one, okay? For me, this all came down to my blog, joshuasagafis.com. I started building the blog and made a plan to monetize it. And guess what? Today, it earns me a certain amount of money every month. And that number continues to grow every year. I still plan to publish blog posts, but I'm not working any harder on it than when I started it. But for the same amount of work every month, the amount of income I make for it continues to increase and scale upwards. See, I also have plans for literally half a dozen other assets that I'm getting ready to deploy in the next couple of years as well. And every time I create an asset for myself, that residual income will just increase over time. If you stick with it, at some point, the money you make from your assets will outweigh the money it requires for you to sustain your life. And guess what? When you reach that point, you've literally reached the point of financial freedom. And that's really that's the goal. That's kind of the baseline for the first tier of financial freedom, okay? Building wealth starts by delivering value. So this is another really important point. It's important to understand that getting money is best accomplished by having a real discussion with yourself about how you're going to provide real value to people in the real world. For example, when I started this blog, my goal wasn't to just milk potential clients for cash, just to get money to get money. The goal of this blog is to create a community of ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leaders with amazing dating lives and relationships. This is a high-value goal that'll help other people. It'll also help to make the world a better place, improve people's lives, and possibly even help people to change their destinies in a positive way forever. Always seek to create value first, and the money will follow. That's a very important principle of business and success to understand and to deploy. Okay, step number 7. We're almost through these steps. Leverage one or more of these resources to start getting real money. When learning how to build sustainable wealth for yourself, the first target to reach with your money is that six-figure mark, okay? I call this getting real money. So it's 100 grand or more a year. Once you get to that point, you'll reach a level where in most places in the Western world, you can at least live a comfortable, sustained existence. Then if you continue to live affordably, you can leverage some of that extra income to build even more assets for yourself. Let's see. Yeah. So that's like, for me, you know, that's one of my core things. It's like, mind your business, get your money, pursue your purpose. What does it mean to get money? First, you got to get real money. Then you're going to, if you're obeying the first rule, which is like live within your means, right? Manage your spending, live affordably. What's going to happen is you're going to be able to leverage some of that extra money you're making now. You kept your expenses low, but your income is higher. You can start to leverage that to snowball your income, okay? And that's what step number 8 is. Start snowballing your assets to set yourself up for financial freedom. You're going to want to keep making plans for assets and executing on your plans to build those assets, okay? Don't grow despondent and stop growing. You can focus on your strengths with this. Building assets is a very creative endeavor. There are literally almost limitless ways to do it. So figure out some ways that could work especially well for you and get to work on a plan. Then leverage the money you're earning to start building even more of these things, okay? So for me, I have a strength where I can write, I can make video content, I have this dating and relationship stuff that I can help people with, right? I can leverage these strengths that I have to help me build assets. So for me, I'm looking at more things like, you know, building websites, launching courses, ebooks, things like that. But you can focus on your strengths. Do what works for you. Do what you could do, what you do really well that you could help other people do. Find a way to leverage that, whatever it is, right? But you've got to find a way to first get that real money, and then you've got to start building the assets that'll earn you money while you sleep. And that's really a crucial part of it. If you don't have a plan for that, you've got to be making a plan for it and then making a plan for how to build it. At first, it may feel bad to use all your money to build assets instead of doing fun stuff. But listen, you need to set yourself up for financial security in the future. There's just no other way to slice it. If we don't build financial independence and freedom for ourselves, we're never going to achieve it. Point blank, period. Okay. And then step number 9, this is the final step. Continue the process to build even more long-term sustainable wealth for yourself. So in other words, just repeat this process. Once you learn how to properly build and deploy assets, and once you have some real money coming in from the assets you've already built, you'll be set up and in a position to hire people to help you do some of this work in setting up new stuff. And then you can continue to build and deploy assets without needing to directly spend as much time and energy doing it yourself. Now you got to put time and energy into setting this up. You've got to make a plan. You've got to oversee it, but you can really scale it, right? In other words, you can build a machine to build more machines for you. When you reach this point, you'll really be able to snowball your efforts as long as you do it right and you stay smart. Got to keep your head in the game. Got to stay involved in your financial and business life. You got to stay involved in those processes. But as alpha men and women, we must be constantly focused on this business of getting real money in our life, okay? Money is the currency of value in the modern world. I've heard some people say, I just don't like money. I don't really believe in building money. Can't do it. Can't be alpha and not be building money, right? Being able to create financial wealth in this world is the modern day equivalent of being a successful hunter-gatherer in the primitive world. We got to eat. We've got to have shelter. The way you do that nowadays is with money. So you may as well build business, may as well build assets, may as well learn a high-value skill. As men and women who want to be alphas in life, we must see to this business with relentless determination and be successful at all costs, okay? And then I've got some final thoughts here. Hopefully this has helped you to understand my thoughts about the journey of learning how to build sustainable wealth. I also hope you understand the importance of taking this part of the journey seriously. Whoever controls the flow of resources in your life will ultimately have power over your life. You want a boss having power over your life? You want a company that doesn't care about you having power over your life? No, I don't and you don't. We both know it, okay? So the more of this that you can control, the better, okay? And to do this, you just follow these 9 steps. And I'm just going to reiterate these 9 steps one more time. I'm going to go just real quick. Number 1, manage your spending, live affordably. Step 2, get a job. Step 3, build up some savings and start minding your business. Step 4, start your wealth building process where you are. Step 5, start developing one or more high income skills. Step 6, start making a plan for building assets. Step 7, leverage one or more of these resources to start getting real money. Step 8, start snowballing your assets to set yourself up for financial freedom. And then step 9, continue the process to build even more long-term sustainable wealth for yourself. Build a machine to build you more machines. And that's it. Obviously, it's more complicated than that. You got to solve all these problems in a row. But once you start solving them, once you start putting time and effort into them, once you start actually deploying these solutions, you will start to see this extra income, this money come in. You'll start to transform your life. Like my life has transformed so much since I built, like I learned high income skill, and it took me a long time. Another thing is you got to be patient with yourself. You've got to put in some real work and it's going to take a while. So for me, it's taken way too long. The reason was is because I didn't have the alpha mentality. I wasn't actually actively, intentionally creating my own destiny. I was just wishy-washy, being lazy, coasting along, blah, blah, blah. I've really only been seriously committed to this process of wealth building for like the last, 2.5 years ago. I started getting more serious about it, but I really kicked it into overdrive really just like a year ago. And so I'm really making a lot of progress. And I'm here to tell you that you can do it. You can do a lot of damage if you just apply yourself where you're at and you follow these steps. You can really do a lot of damage. And if you need some help, you want to talk about this more, join my mastermind tribe. I'll walk along with you on this journey. I'm walking along with the other members of the tribe, and we're all working on getting alpha mentality wealth. Some people in there are already getting real money. Some people in there are great and brilliant at this, and they're doing great at this wealth building stuff. You know, it comes easier and more difficult to different people depending on your strengths and weaknesses, but we can all do it. Listen, this isn't easy for me. I have to work really hard to get money, but I'm not going to give up. And I continue to create more success for myself. I'm very determined. And because I'm willing to put in that effort, it's working. I literally have assets making me money while I sleep now. It's not enough to push me over that edge to where it sustains me. I still have to do the freelancing business, right? I still do client work and these types of things. However, there's going to come a day when my assets are going to outweigh my cost of living, and then I'm going to break through to financial freedom, and then I'll snowball it, right? It's only a matter of time. If you keep working at it, solving the problems, applying yourself, believing in yourself, you can do it. But you do have to put in that work, and you have to be intentional, and you have to make a plan and stick with the plan. If you don't do that, you know, you're not going to be in control of it. It's really important that you remain in control of your own destiny in that way. Okay. All right. That's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.